ジャンジュ、ラムジュ、ガスオレ、チェチンジェルムチギ、アネ、ソンビゲ、ラムリム、アニムゴルセナレ、ラムリムジュジュ、アンディ、ゴスゴロワ、ディネ、ダダンド、キシンシュエティ、アジェルムジギ、アネ、サンユジュムデンディギ、ゴスム、トウスムギ、ユンディ、ユンディエダ、ユンディエディエダ、アネ、アネジギ、ディネ、ヤアネ、サンユジュムデンディギマ、 송시비 디게 And the sushi in the Jacob race and on those Labjitin and Gores, a kissing digger, she's run on them.
Good morning. Last week in the previous two sessions, we started to look at this text by Lama Tsongkhapa called either the Songs of Experience or the Short Lamrim. It has these two names. So in the verses that we looked at, we saw Jayampushe first, he recalled the qualities of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, and then offered prostrations to these qualities of the Buddha. Thereafter, he called to mind the qualities of the two lineages and their lineage masters. Those are the lineages of the vast and the profound, with their founding lineage masters coming from Buddha Shakyamuni, down the vast lineage coming down from Buddha Shakyamuni through Maitreya to Asanga, and the profound lineage coming from Buddha Shakyamuni through Manjushri and Nagarjuna, as well as their subsequent students. And again, Lama Tsongkhapa, then having generated great faith in their qualities, as well as admiration and respect for all that they have done for sentient beings, he offered prostrations, he paid homage to them. For the purpose of Lama Tsongkhapa composing these four verses was not just for himself, but for us, for his students. The meaning we are encouraged to take from these expressions of homage are to firstly recall the great qualities of body, speech, and mind of the Buddha, as well as the great qualities of his spiritual children, and recollecting the tremendous benefit and great kindness that has come from all of them, as well as having great faith or confidence in their qualities. We then ourselves offer homage to them, and this has several purposes. Opens our mind, generates inspiration, generates a curiosity, a desire to hear the teachings and delve into them with our intellect in order to gain transformative experience. So this was the purpose for behind Jayampushe composing these opening four verses.
And any day, Sanya Jimnin D. Yi, and a Gawa Bautu Meba, and a Nima, that Dambo, Sanya Maria Dambo, Arsena, she said, is that any that Sanya Jimnin D. Yi, Nejung, and Jamni Jacom, and Lamlia, Yamlinche, Gawa Bautu Meba, Yamlinche, then in Yamlinche Ballet, then a Sanya Govato. The Sanya Govatomi, and around to get Simje, Tamje, Marzu, Marzu, Simje, Tamje, do other Jana, Simpiki. Sewa 아니 아 삼모동반이 따위 냠낸 제탄 고안 고모 디네게 바바 토메데 고모 루루 이송와레 디네 송베는 디니가게다 아 자치벨람니르 바다 아니 가소레 던네베 동반이 남샤게 냠낸 냠낸 제탄게 림바 니가 차상와치 창라 마노와 세우부지게 아니 아니 가소레 간도 조지기 마 한 람드엔 남마 뒤신에 뒤뒤신 송샤바데 네도 송마레 제가 되네다 안 되네게 송부게 아 람드엔 제바바 좀바 안에 제게 네 그때 전시베 토네 안 될이야 안에 차차제 그는 아주 그게 차차와 차차위 아주 냠면 제와데 가라스는 장주 람드엔이야 최선 검순 제제냠 제후레 사실 아 그게 되고 마시 사실아
Moreover, Jerome Piché composed these four verses so as to remind us that the being that was to become Buddha Shakyamuni was at one point no different from any of us. He was an ordinary being with a mind that was dominated by afflictions. But in dependence on hearing the Dharma and reflecting the Dharma, he made tremendous effort to transform his way of thinking, to transform his mind. And through this, he generated the mind of definite emergence, coming to see that samsara is pervaded by suffering. Moreover, he took this understanding in relation to himself and applied it to others, generating love and compassion for all others lost in the realms of samsara. And in dependence on generating love and compassion, bodhicitta arose within the being that was to become Buddha Shakyamuni, and he entered the paths of the Mahayana, where he continued to train with great vigor, eventually attaining Buddhahood. And his attainment of Buddhahood was the culmination of countless eons of endeavor for the sake of others. Now, having arisen as a perfected being, completely freed of all faults and attained all good qualities to the level of perfection, he then continued to enact deeds for the sake of others. And he did this primarily through teaching the Buddha Dharma, the complete and unmistaken paths to be cultivated within the minds of his students in order to also become freed of suffering and achieve lasting, stable happiness. And in this way, he taught a tremendous number of teachings. Then, amongst his students, there were two who emphasized the teachings on the one hand, of the vast teachings, and this was Maitreya, and another Manjushri, who emphasized the profound teachings in terms of what was explicitly emphasized, but also the other would have been implicitly emphasized. Then, centuries later, their spiritual sons took up these lineages. Asanga taking the lineage of the vast, started by Maitreya, continued by Maitreya from the Buddha, and Nagarjuna continuing the lineage of the profound that had come from the Buddha through Manjushri. And here then, recognizing that these incomparable beings were once like us, but through taking these teachings, we're able to actualize them within their continuum, and thereby these two lineages that exist in the world exist in a way that is complete, or the meaning that's within them is complete and unmistaken, and therefore we can rely on it. And this is the meaning for us here, that through us relying on these teachings, through hearing them, reflecting on them, meditating on them repeatedly over a sustained period, we too will transform our minds in the same way that these great beings have done.
Chikima, Lupin Chin, Lamdun Yukurma, Lupin Chichin, Chicken, Takivishin, or Tisulian, Kivishin, Kitty, Tenshi Betone, Mundelia, Anaku, Lunga Yusmikone, Chasa, Reset, Tishu, Digor Shirda.
And this morning we'll continue with the next verse. And here, Jay Rinpoche offers homage to his spiritual teachers. And he does so through recollecting that they're recalling their qualities of body, speech, and mind. And in particular, that the teachings that they have given have been able to lead to his spiritual development. And that he has been able to, in these graduated stages of the path to enlightenment, been able to encompass all the meaning of the sutras and their treatises, or the commentaries to the sutras. And this is the way that his spiritual teachers have trained, and he has trained in the same way, following their example, following their guidance. And in this way, in this manner, he offers praise to his teachers. In the fifth verse, you are the eyes seeing the mirrored collections of scriptures. You clarify the supreme entranceway of the fortunate traveling to liberation. Through skillful means stirred forth by compassion, I pay respectful homage to you, my spiritual mentors.
Rabjam Sunra Kunla Tavi Mik said, Rabjam Sunra Kun Sitida, Rabjam Sunra Kun Labdu, Rabjam Labdu, Jachimbo Sigurada, Rab Jachimbo. The Gara Jachimbo is on Sungrup Jachimbo, so Sanji, Raja Simjang, Ando Simjang, Dunganda, Jahad, Digi Trupek, Tablam, Sung.
The first line, you are the eyes seeing the mirrored collections of scriptures. The mirrored collection of scriptures refers to the vast number of teachings that Buddha Shakyamuni gave over his lifetime. And these, and you are, the you here refers to his the lineage of realized beings that came to study, reflect, and meditate on these teachings, and in this way came to realize them. Specifically, it's referring to the great masters of the past, such as Nagarjuna and Asanga and Acisha. But it's referring to the entire lineages of the vast and the profound that have been brought to then have been brought together in Tibet by Lama Acisha. So that's who he's directly praising here. And this term, you are the eyes seeing. So eye seeing here can be understood in a couple of ways. The word for seeing can also mean realizing. So it indicates here eye seeing, so seeing the text, but also realizing the text. In other words, their minds have been transformed into independence on the hearing, reflecting, and meditating. And a further way to understand eye seeing is that the root text that all the Lamarum tradition comes from is a teacher's text called Lamp on the Path. So the lamp is like the eyes that illuminate the path to enlightenment. So here, it's making also this reference, eyes seeing, this term eyes seeing, also refers to the root text of the Lamrim tradition, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. To re-express the meaning of the first line, it's here it's making reference to all those great masters from India who came to see or to realize the meaning or the vast array of the Buddha's teachings, all of which present the complete and the unmistaken path to attain complete freedom from suffering, liberation, as well as to be able to achieve the state of perfection, the perfect happiness of Buddhahood. So it refers specifically to these beings who have come to realize the entire path of the Buddha Dharma, and then have presented it in this condensed manner in the Lamrim tradition, where the entire array, or the myriad collections of scriptures, this perfect and unmistaken path leading to enlightenment, have been presented in a condensed manner and in the correct and unmistaken sequence of trainings that lead to enlightenment. The second line, you clarify the supreme entranceway of the fortunate traveling to liberation. This term then, fortunate, this refers to those who have great merit. When we see this term fortunate referring to people, understand that it means those who have great merit. And the merit then serves as to direct and power them on their spiritual journey. So it's specifically having great merit in that context. So such beings who are fortunate, due to the power of this great merit, they are traveling to liberation and have done so through passing through the supreme entranceway. So we can understand that, for example, when we were allowed to travel to Melbourne, we would go on a particular route, either by rail or on the road, and there would be a particular route, one correct route to arrive there. So this here is in our context, this entranceway, is the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the text by Atisha. And that is the text that condenses the entire sequence of trainings that need to be undertaken in order to attain liberation and enlightenment, freedom from suffering. So the entranceway is this Lamrim tradition, one can also say, the entranceway is the lamp on the path to enlightenment, or the Lamrim tradition. And not only is it the entranceway, but it's what one utilizes throughout one's progression of spiritual training or whilst traveling on one's journey. And here, those who are the fortunate can refer to both the propounders in the first line as well as those who are embarking on this journey.
And to further understand the second line,
then there are two primary goals in the Buddha Dharma: that of liberation from cyclic existence, attainment of nirvana, and that of Buddhahood, the state of complete perfection. In order to achieve those goals, one has to progress along a particular spiritual path. One needs to develop particular mental paths. The entranceway to the path that leads to liberation is the generation of definite emergence, as well as the continued cultivation of the correct view. And it's these two that lead to liberation. It's these two that are the mental paths that lead to liberation. For those who have a determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others, in addition to generating definite emergence and training the correct view, they have to also generate bodhicitta. And it's the generation of bodhicitta and definite emergence, which is their entranceway to the mental paths that lead to enlightenment. And the continued development of bodhicitta, as well as the correct view, the wisdom realizing emptiness, as well as in the background, including the trainings in the six perfections, But it's these that are the mental pathways that are to be continuously cultivated that lead to the destination of Buddhahood. So the entrance way then, in our context of the path to enlightenment, is the generation of definite emergence and bodhicitta, which lead to the attainment of the Mahayana Dharma, the Mahayana paths within one's continuum. And to attain this entranceway, one engages in all the practices that are set out in the correct sequence that are set out in the lamp on the path. And it's for this reason that the lamp on the path is referred to as supreme. So the entranceway is towards the supreme goal of Buddhahood. And that entranceway is engaged in through the supreme tradition of the Lamrim, as exemplified in the supreme text of the lamp on the path to enlightenment. So this is a further way that the fortunate would understand this text, this line, the fortunate being those who possess great merit. It's important to understand why the text Lamp on the Path is being praised so, being implicitly referred to here as being supreme. The vast number of texts that have been composed all are part of the various texts that lead to one cultivating the required qualities to attain liberation and possibly enlightenment. Some of these texts, though, only present the trainings for beings seeking liberation and enlightenment, so beings of intermediate and supreme capacity. Some texts, though, don't talk about the achievement of full enlightenment, but will just present how to train in order to attain a good rebirth, so the trainings of a being of initial capacity, as well as then how to go on and train to achieve liberation from samsara, how to achieve nirvana, the trainings of a being of intermediate capacity. And here, in such texts, there's no reference to the Mahayana Dharma, the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of supreme capacity. So there is this variety, and there will also be those that just emphasize the trainings of a being of greatest capacity and don't make reference explicitly to the trainings of beings of initial and intermediate capacity. Moreover, many of those kinds of texts only refer to the sutra teachings of the Buddha and make no explicit reference to tantric teachings. Likewise, there are a great number of texts just on tantra that make either very little or no reference to the sutra tradition at all. But here, in the supreme text, Lamrim tradition, the lamp on the path, the founder text of the Lamrim tradition, all the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of initial spiritual capacity, all the trainings of a practitioner that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, as well as all the trainings of a practitioner of greatest capacity, as well as reference to the tantric paths, are all included in the lamp on the path. Hence, it's referred to as supreme. So it's for those reasons that, in particular, the lamp on the path, but the entire Lamrim tradition is praised because it presents the complete and unmistaken techniques for both liberation and enlightenment. Now, coming to our third line, through skillful means stirred forth by compassion. So here, we know that the Buddha taught a vast array of both sutras and tantras, and he gave each and every teaching in accordance with the varying capacities of beings, and he did so motivated by the wish for them to achieve lasting, stable happiness. In other words, the motivation of love. And this was conjoined with the wish for them to be freed completely from suffering, the motivation of compassion. So this was the motivating intent behind everything that the Buddha did. And likewise, too, this tremendous lineage of spiritual children who composed innumerable commentaries to the sutras, as well as commentaries to the tantras, both in India as well as in Tibet. These are all part of the pantheon of skillful means. These texts that have been composed by great masters, both in India and Tibet, motivated by their love. In other words, motivated by the wish for beings to achieve lasting, stable happiness. And also, conjoined with this, motivated by compassion, the wish for all beings to be completely freed from suffering. And thereby, all the texts, both whether they are the words of the Buddha or the commentaries to them, are included in skillful means, which are texts motivated by love and compassion, present varying aspects or the complete path to achieving good rebirths, liberation, and enlightenment. And this is the case whether these are sutras and tantras from the Buddha or commentaries to them by the great masters such as Nagarjuna, Sangha, Tisha and so forth.
Then, San Yajim Nedida, Yahagi, Pondu Kebala Subic, and the Kirunamji, and the Duja Simjan Jambat and Zivu Tone, and the Zivu Kone, Simjan Dunga, the Jad, and Digi Taplam, and the Lam, Givosum Yalam Yitimpi, and the Osun Shabadi, Da, Dene, Georgi, Kasu Georgi. George Pale Adishagi, and this Chasa, the ma chick two duce in the Dunda Nimbo to you, duce, and there and an hour to get duce, Lamdron Alma Sungu or Sumores, Chasa, Sawa Seba, Sawa Sawa Sungores, Chasa Dia Sumba Dian, George Gi, Antulia, Jambata, Zivi, Wongi, Sumarech, Chasa, Jamba, George Gi, Jambata, Simja Tamji Digida, Dana, Simbig, Jambata, Simja to Dunga, the Chago Simbig. Jamtigi, Deshi, Zivu, Juba, the Tambodi, and Sanjeta, Bendu, and the church. Then you bad that, Tidun, Joji, and Sombatia, and Lamdena, Dun, Sombatia, Jambata, Zivu, Wangi, and Kibosum, Lamir, Bachaza, Dusha, Sewu, Huji, and Sawa, Song, or Esid.
What we have in our translation in the second line, you clarify. Here, this is understood. The U refers to this lineage of great masters that all the spiritual children that followed from the Buddha, starting with Maitreya and Manjushri, who presented the lineages of, in terms of Maitreya, the lineage of the vast, were explicitly taught the activities of the bodhisattvas, the conduct, and then the view was explicitly taught by Manjushri in the profound lineage, and both though included the other teachings in an implicit way, and then this lineage was continued in India through great masters such as Nagarjuna and Asanga, as well as their many realized students. Then these two lineages, so this is who the U refers to, and furthermore, the U also refers to Lama Atisha, because Lama Atisha brought these two lineages together. And these two lineages that have presented the vast practices as well as the profound practices in an explicit manner, he brought them together, presenting both in an explicit manner in his text, Lamp on the Path. And he did so motivated by love, motivated by compassion, wanting all sentient beings to attain complete freedom from suffering and pain and lasting, stable happiness. So the term you clarify refers to the entire lineages, the entire lineage of spiritual children of the Buddha who presented his teachings, continued his teachings in a complete and unmistaken manner, doing so motivated by love and compassion.
Lamdrin Nalaya and Georgi Lamdrin Nala Chasan, the Niggis Sevu Sumatia, the young Arzulia, Jambata Zio Wangi, Jambata Zio Wangi, the Nesanji Sunshi beginning to under Chasan Nimbu to the Kiosum Yalamirin body, Lamdrin and a Sawa Sun your Hesse, Chisan, Zio Jibe, Tapi, Zeba Yasazi, Sidu, Sanje Dang, and the Kumulu Blasopata, Chisan Lamdrin Sunghan, and it that the Georgi Koran Chasangi.
Just to be sure it's clear, our third line and then the first two words of our second line. This then refers to the all the spiritual children of the Buddha, from Maitreya and Manjushri, down through their students of Asanga and Nagarjuna, and their subsequent students, all these great Indian masters who kept presenting the Mahayana Dharma, or in fact the entire range of the Buddha's teachings, in a way that was unmistaken. And then these two lineages were, so this is the first group is all the great Indian masters that followed. This is, you clarify, and they did so by love and compassion. And that's the skillful means through as stirred forth by love and compassion. It also refers to Lama Atisha's text, Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment, because this unique text has brought together these two lineages. And Atisha did so also motivated by love and compassion. So that is the meaning then of the term, you clarify, as well as then our third line, through skillful means stirred forth by compassion. And the verse concludes with, I pay respectful homage to you, my spiritual mentors. The spiritual mentors then being referred to here will be all these spiritual children of the Buddha who made great effort to hear, to reflect and meditate. In this way, independent on their knowledge, they gained experience, they gained realization of the Buddha Dharma. And independence on their own transformative realization that had come about independence on knowledge, they were then able to continue to transmit the lineage of the Buddha Dharma to their students, because they weren't just transmitting mere knowledge, but experience based on that knowledge, realization based on that knowledge. And in this way, the lineage of the Buddha Dharma has been kept alive. Because the lineage of the Buddha Dharma isn't mere knowledge, it isn't mere words, but it's a transformation or realization come about independence on knowledge. And these realized masters continue to keep the Buddha Dharma alive through teaching to their students, through guiding their students in their own individual spiritual developments, motivated by love and compassion, motivated by the wish for beings to achieve their full potential. And it's through their great kindness, their incredible endeavor, that we today have this opportunity, that Lama Tsongkhapa had this opportunity to receive this clear presentation of unmistaken and complete trainings that are being condensed in the path to enlightenment by Lama Atisha. So this is who and why he is offering prostration to here when he refers to paying respectful homage to you, my spiritual teachers, my spiritual mentors. It's the whole lineage that has come before him who have kept alive the trainings of the Buddha and presented it in this text, Lamp on the Path.
Jesa, this year, Jaju Lamrendi, and Devi Sunrup Chasangi, Dondani Bahuela, and Mignashi Stella in Hako to Guria Sunrua. Ada, and Dinashi, down to Janju Lamdrindi, Janju Lamdrin Nala Sunshebi, Dondani Boding as Hagoela, Azuki, Jamji Lamdrin, Dondani Bongas Sawa, drinking Givi Shin, the Selatin and Hako to Guru, then Givi Shin, the Azuki Janju Lamdrinji, Dondani Bo, Namnanjela Hakoela, Mignashi Chakora, mixed.
Now we can further understand this, how the verse ends with the term spiritual mentors and how it begins with you are the eyes. Here we can see then, now that we've looked at the verse in its entirety, that it's our spiritual mentors who are being likened to the eyes who see or realize the mirrored collections of scriptures. Because they have come to realize the meaning of the Dharma, independent on their extensive hearing, reflecting, and meditating. And they are the ones who keep the Dharma alive through keeping it alive in their continuum, giving rise to it in their continuum. So here we can then see that you who are the eyes is referring to this lineage of spiritual teachers. The purpose of composing this verse was to build on what had been expressed in the preceding ones, to generate great strength of mind and enthusiasm in the minds of his students. So through this verse in particular, Jai Rinpoche has emphasized that it's through the skillful means of the various lineages of Maitreya and Manjushri that have been brought together or kept alive by so many great masters in India and brought together then by Lama Atisha in this supreme text, The Lamp on the Path, that we have the complete and unmistaken method, this greatest of skillful means in how to achieve our heartfelt wish, the complete eradication of suffering and attainment of the state of perfection, the state of enlightenment. So this clearly builds on what has been expressed in the preceding verses, and what is being emphasized though in this fifth verse is that we need to have, what's emphasized in this fifth verse is we're building on our confidence in this lineage, going from Buddha Shakyamuni right to our spiritual teachers. Have confidence in their guidance. Seek their guidance and follow it exactly as presented. In other words, hear their teachings, reflect on them, meditate on them, hear them repeatedly over a sustained period, reflect on them repeatedly over a sustained period, meditate on them repeatedly over a sustained period. And in this way, through following closely the guidance of our spiritual teachers, we will achieve our desired goal, full and complete enlightenment too. So here we are being exhorted to strive, to make great effort, to put the Buddha Dharma as presented by our spiritual teacher, the very center of our life, to take his instructions as presented in his teachings as the central meaning of our lives. Now, continuing then with the qualities of the path to enlightenment, you are the crown jewels amongst all the wise of this world. Your banners of renown flutter vibrantly amongst sentient beings. O Nagarjuna and Asanga, from you both follows the sequential excellent lineage of the stages of the path to enlightenment. Looking at the first line, you are the crown jewels amongst all the wise of the world. You then refers to all the wise. And so wise here, first let's look at wise. So wise, in English it doesn't translate so well, sometimes as learned, sometimes as scholar. The meaning is knowledgeable and realized. In other words, those who have realized the Dharma, independence on knowledge. That is the meaning of wise. So those who are accounted here as the wise in the world, so you, refers to all those who have come to have great knowledge on the path, stages of the path to enlightenment, and have actualized them within themselves, have gained realization of the path to enlightenment within themselves. They are the wise. And they are referred to here with great reverence as being the crown jewels in this world. They are referred to with reverence as being incomparable amongst all those who have a knowledge and a realization. These are the crown jewels. These are supreme, the supreme beings in our world.
Papa Tome Ni Ten Yada Chemope, Master Coroni Cava, Tangon, a son you chimney, you comba chin, Jijo de Anne, Coroni, Jijin Chambatan, Anne, Yawa Chambatan, Jijin Chambe, Nila, Mengale, Dene, Coroni, Chazan, Tusu Chune, then gave you Kong, San Yi, Don Chesubi, that Chazan Coron the Comba, Tusu Chu, and Coroni, Tusu and Yamlin, Yabansa, Denigi, Ten Yanda, and Bad Yanda Chambo. And the Baden Gabos, the Baden said, ပင်နာကြီးဆေနာကုံလာချက်ပါကျောင်းနမ်ရောက်တော့ဝချီလျာချက်ကာမေဆောမန်ဘူရတဲ့ဤနဲ့တာဝါရှာရတဲ့ငါထွေတဲ့ချာဆောင်တာဝါဆေဝရှူကြီးဒီနာတဲ့ကာမေဆောဝေရဲ့မန်ဘူရတဲ့ငါတို့ထွေတဲ့ပဲတာဝါတဲ့ဆေဝရှူကြီးငုံဘုံငုံစုထုံးတူကြလို့ဒီနာကြီးကုံဘလူရတဲ့ဖဘာထွေမြင့်ဘတ်ပဲဒီနာငါတို့ကြီးဒေါ်နာလေဖန်တော့ချီခင်ညံလင်းရှင်ဘဆောဝတင်ခင်ကပန်တွန်းလာထန်ကဝတင်နေကြီးဆ Luru Tome said, the Langa said, Luru Tome Yin Barida.
In the second line, your banners of renown flutter vibrantly among sentient beings. As we see in our third line, your banners of renown, this refers to Nagarjuna and Asanga. So Nagarjuna and Asanga here are explicitly being praised. And why so? Well, they are renowned for not only their knowledge and their realization, but their propounding of the Buddha Dharma. And their propounding of the Buddha Dharma is what spread their renown, made them famous in the world, made them valid objects of reverence. And the term we have here, banners, first look at the term of banners. So this we can understand, we have banners at monasteries and Dharma centers, and sometimes we have flags. And so these have a symbolic meaning of relating to the Buddha Dharma. And when they're fluttering vibrantly, this refers to the spreading of the Buddha Dharma. And who more so than the Nagarjuna and the Sangha have been responsible for spreading of the Mahayana Buddha Dharma. So for this reason, they are being praised here. Your banners of renown flutter vibrantly. And for whom are their banners of renown or the teachings of the Buddha Dharma? They are for sentient beings. Another analogy often used for Nagarjuna and Asanga is in the dark of night. If there's no moon, the light that comes from stars, so that all those beings who are considered wise in the world but not from the perspective of the Buddha Dharma would be likened to the light coming from stars. One remains wandering around lost in the dark. But should the moon be full, then the light from the full moon would be likened to a Nagarjuna and a Sangha. And it's them who illuminate the darkness of ignorance. So this is another common analogy to use to praise Nagarjuna and the Sangha. Here we have the banners of renown that flutter vibrantly, meaning their realizations and their teachings based on that are spreading the Buddha Dharma, helping sentient beings attain freedom from suffering and pain.
Leku Janju Lamy Rimbani said, Signidi. Tisa Janju Lamrin said, Tisa, that thing around the Dirwa, that been a Luru Dan Tome, Bem Zimbrin and a cabin and Chodu Jupare, Yahuchik, Sanji, Sanji, Dasun Shabiki, Dueda Gu Dun Tam Jan, and the Gosu Chizin Jambayana, Yawa Jambani, Menga, Latin Coron, Tusu Chune, Kaba Chasangu Coron, Tulia, Zu Guru Jennipa, Gushi Chess a child, Eserwa. Dine Inza. Koronigi, Jesa, Sanji Jumden, the Masson body, Dada Ningbo Chasan, Chizin Jembe, and the Java Jembe Mengala, Dene, Koronigi Ma, Chig, and Yamlengi Rimbati, and Jachi Alamji Rimbe, Yamle, and Samo Tao, Tawa, Tombani, Tavi, Yamlen Chasan, but Chasan, Sun Shabadi, Koronin Ma, Sun Shabadi, Dinma Gujin, that imagine, Jesa, Jojigi, Lamdren Sunyagi, Dada Ningbo Sunyagi. Coronie, Chasan was Yamne Yomadi, the Nigin Yamnegi Yamne Zimbadi, that Jacu Lamji Rinpa, Jivu Sumji Lamji Rinpa, Nyamlin Jira Duyishin, Lamrin Sunshipa, Lamrin Rese, Jacu Lamji Rinpa, Yinsi, Lamrin, Lamrin Di Rese, Wada.
And the verse concludes, O Nagarjuna and Asanga, from you both follows the sequential excellent lineage of the stages of the path to enlightenment. Here, the praise for them continues. We understand that the praise that Jempeshe is referring to here is not just from him, but from all the great masters that followed Nagarjuna and Asanga. They all look back to them and offer praise for what they have achieved, both in terms of their realizations based on knowledge, but also their propagation of the Dharma, being banners of renown that flutter vibrantly for the sake of sentient beings. Nagarjuna and Asanga were praised then by all subsequent masters in India. And it's through their endeavors that the lineages of the vast and the profound were able to continue in the world. And thereby, Master Tisha, who has now come from India to Tibet, he was able to combine these two lineages of the vast and the profound, combine them into the lineage of the Lamrim, into the lineage of the graduated stages to the path of enlightenment. That which is an excellent lineage. And this is what we see explicitly referred to in our fourth line. Follows the sequential excellent lineage of the stages of the path to enlightenment. So it's through the great endeavors for the sake of others of Nagarjuna and Asanga and all their subsequent students that Atisha was able to combine these two lineages of the vast and profound into the Lamrim, into the stages of the path to enlightenment, the most excellent of lineages.
And 조지 내려야 공도 공이기 공이 맹할 때네 아니 어 그런 쪽에 냠는지 두수나 되리 예제 지난다 지진 잠바다 개와 잠바다 지진 맹냐니야 공디 가래라네 산예 좀 내디 손셔바 산예 좀 내디 손셔바 대로 공지 마송하래 지난 되네 인자 다가제데 돈다 닝보 가르 숨고서네 장주 람런 디기 공디 공부루룹다 파와 토메 되네야 지진 잠배야 잠배야 되네 자와 산예 좀 내디 손 其实说三月中年的一个送学比给南京人吧年龄几乎属于南京人吧送学的大家人那都先老师学马来西亚南京南老送学给几乎属于南京人吧年龄其他的出旅行的送学给人家其实空的地址其实空没有把他的那个大家说说上确实性的谢谢给马来大家是被马来西亚定三部空嗯嗯进步休息的一些其实今天人家马上去给南京南京的呀确实是公司接吧一呢啊那马上去给三月中年的一个送学比南京人吧恰当的一些图过来一些
The purpose of Jempeshe composing this verse for us then was to continue the sequence that has he started with in the first verse up to now to generate in here in particular confidence in the Lamrim as well as enthusiasm for it and to give us thereby a great strength of mind this enthusiasm will lead to a strength of mind, and this enthusiasm comes from confidence that this is something worthy of putting all our time and energy into. So Jerome Pichet here is making specific reference and praise for Nagarjuna and Asanga in the context of the Lamrim. And the Lamrim is praiseworthy because it combines all the trainings that are shared by spiritual practitioners of varying capacities, those shared with practitioners of initial capacity, those shared with the practitioners of intermediate capacity, and those that are unique to practitioners of greatest capacity. And these are all presented in the correct sequence of training that will lead to realization. And why the Lamrim here is the excellent lineage is being included in reference to Nagarjuna and Asanga, who are the banners of renown, is to show that Lama Tisha didn't just make this up. He has combined two complete and unmistaken lineages. So he didn't just make this up. He was combining these lineages that had come to him through the unbroken lineage of students that came from the great Indian masters of Nagarjuna and Asanga. So Nagarjuna and Asanga being lineage holders of the vast lineage and the profound lineage and the vast lineage, they taught this to their students and guided their students to gain realization of the entire Buddha Dharma, and thereby those students were qualified teachers to continue the lineage and pass it on to their own students. And in this way, it came to Lama Atisha. This combined it into the supreme, the excellent lineage of the Lamrim. But this authentic lineage didn't start with Nagarjuna and Asanga, but went back to Manjushri and Maitreya. And Manjushri and Maitreya were direct students of Buddha Shakyamuni. So therefore, in this verse, Jerome Pichet is presenting why the Lamrim is an excellent lineage. It is an authentic lineage because it came from Buddha Shakyamuni in an unbroken lineage of realization based on knowledge, based on study, from Manjushri to Nagarjuna and all his students down to Atisha, from Buddha to Maitreya and all his students down to Asanga and Atisha. So in this way, we can have confidence in the Lamrim, and thereby, independence on this confidence, enthusiasm should be arising in our mind, and thereby, great strength of mind. Moreover, Jerome Pichet is presenting this to show that his text that we now are in the sixth verse of is also authentic because it comes from a genuine source, Lamp on the Path. So yeah, the songs of spiritual experience are authentic Buddha teachings of the Buddha because they have as their root source the teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni that have been continued in an unbroken lineage of realization based on knowledge passed from teacher to student, who in turn gained realization, became a qualified and authentic spiritual teacher, passed it on to their students, right through to Jerome Pichet, who also has given rise to realization of the Buddha Dharma, and thereby is an authentic source, authentic composer of this text.
Hey, that's Jerome Pichet, Lamrim Chenpo, Songyada, and Lamrim Jing, Songyada, and that's lamrim tati tui tui yasi ati sunya chasang nu zawi yi zawa di jangshio lamrim chimbo liya lamrim ma zawa che ni lamrim ma gongpa che chi ma sung korwa di en ji yu sum yu to ne duk shin sunwa gyeba duba lamrim chimbo di gyeba rwa lamrim ding dios tui tui shirwa da di nani ya tui shuwa de da lamrim tui ten tati digi cik nyung yu chi yin la duan da chasang tui ni ma sunya shi ati sung korwa
Here then, Jambushe, in his brief lamrim, the other name for this text, in his brief lamrim, is showing how this is an authentic text because it comes from an authentic source, this unbroken lineage of realization. And we can understand that it doesn't only refer to the brief lamrim, but also the middling lamrim, as well as the vast lamrim, or the lamrim chemel, the great lamrim. All of these texts, this entire Lamrim tradition, have as their source Buddha Shakyamuni and this unbroken lineage of realization that continued to Jay Rinpoche, the author of these texts.
Kasan Janju Lambrin, Sunya, Givusum, Lamiriba, Yamin Jetan Sungorva, Chembona, Dide, Dingna, Dide, Chumuna, Daddy Din, Dudina, Dide, Sisan Yamin Jerim, but Jibarisha, Sisan Yaja, Chembo, Ding, Chumu said, Dudu said, the Sheikh was coming to us, Karikava, or something, Yosigurva.
So here then one may wonder, Chembushe did many amazing things. He was clearly wholly committed to the Dharma. He didn't hang out with time on his hands. So why did he take the time to write three texts? We've seen the Lamrim Chemor, it's a huge text, and the middle Lamrim too, its abbreviated version, and now the short one. If they have the same meaning, or as they have the same meaning, why did he write an expanded one, a condensed, and then a very brief one? What was the purpose of this?
Just
like the Buddha, motivated by love and compassion, skillfully taught many different, gave many different teachings, not just one or two, in order to enable beings to achieve their full potential. Jay Rinpoche, sharing this motivation of love and compassion, utilized the same skillful means of presenting different, composing different texts so as to benefit all sentient beings. For those students who have a deep enthusiasm for the Dharma, as well as time to explore their enthusiasm, Jay Rinpoche composed this amazing text, the Lamrim Chemo, the Great Lamrim. But for others who may have the enthusiasm but lack the time, or who have the time but lack the enthusiasm and look at a text like that and say, oh, this is a bit daunting, this is too much, he composed a condensed version, the middling Lamrim. And again, for those for whom time is really short, they have very little spare time, He composed this briefest of lamrims, the song of spiritual experience. So therefore, motivated by love and compassion, but taking into account the varying situations of beings, or to express it differently, the various personalities, so you have the enthusiasm for the Dharma, or the various life circumstances that lead to the amount of time they have on their hands. Jai Rinpoche composed these varying lamrim texts. A further way to understand why Ajahn Rinpoche composed these varying texts is, again, those with great enthusiasm for the Dharma and time to delve into the profundity of its meaning and the vastness of the presentation, the great Lamrim Chemo was composed, or the great Lamrim, the Lamrim Chemo was composed. For those who have very sharp intelligence and a huge store of merit behind them, they, such beings, for them, a brief explanation such as we find here in our text can lead to the profound realization. So through getting receiving a teaching on this short 45-verse text, they are able to gain realization of the practices that are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, as well as the practices that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, as well as those unique to practitioners of greatest capacity. So for such practitioners with great intelligence and vast stores of merit behind them, this shortest lamrim, the Song of Spiritual Experience, is ideal. Those of middling intelligence, middling merit, for them, a brief text like this will not lead to realization. They need something more profound, something more expansive, such as the middling lamrim. So this is a further way to understand why Jai Rinpoche composed these varying lamrim texts.
Oh yeah, that is it. That lamrim di ane kashi lamne.
In the seventh verse, further praise is offered to the Lamrim tradition, comparing it to the most precious of jewels and the greatest of oceans. Since it fulfills the entirety of sentient beings' wishes, it is the wish-fulfilling jewel amongst all precious spiritual instructions. Since it gathers into it thousands of rivers of exceptional treatises, it is also an ocean of glorious and eloquent explanations.
Mm. 那当我几个月就是马六公园那是，就那，但我那现在南北人就往个接驳的是，就那，讲说南北人的北人不去哪呢，人不得经济不的，你来学校的呀，南北人就往个接驳的是的，可是我说呢，就那，我这个人不去是的，人忙不，人不去哪呢，但我咋去学的的，都是跑了嘛，就天上那都是跑了咋去学了去。 其实年龄的人不去打，钱不学在，得了人不去，得了爹呢，俺这个俺国外的啥呀，东亚、国亚、土罗，俺这个彻底的决定主角，俺加上这个人不去的，把别说当完了，用土锅了哇，俺的那些，当俺这个当俺这个几个岁的，俺这个决定的开始了，那当不起的，几个决定满了，跟我意思的，俺这个几个了，那俺这个开始几个了是呢？ 동아두고르두고마레스디오두고레체레
semjian他们就可以动啊，他来这些，也三级国防突破对过了。加上俺都几个决定的个是呢，几部书没来，你准备去呢，接我去嘛，他的动啊给他去，接我去他的美国国防，我美国国防对过了。俺呢，可以动啊，他来这些呢，他美国国防对过了。俺呢，你们这边巴西的这边，讲的三江他们这个到哪三级国防突破对过了，几个决定的这些对比过来，断大的是过来的。 俺的嘛些，那彻底咱们上面呢，彻底了呀，动画些呀，当是彻底的第一主要的。像俺这个的，几个决定的这些是，几个决定。但是，对的马六把公安是对的，公安那边对的主要的是个罗巴的，对主要的是。就是，对吧？公过的是，俺是公过的，那么呢，就是，给我起码，咱们他的美国帮他一个，他不都三百多年，准备有点了呀。 因为俺送的东西来，他的今年他的美国帮他孤独三百亿呢，今年年底这个特别给他不了人把的，咱们这拿了送下来了。现在咱们这拿送不拿钱钱的，今年说两百亿呢，现在给我起码俺送给毛花姐，他的美国帮他孤独二十，现在决定供我还是要几钱？但今年他可以动啊，他的他的钱，他不给我通孤独三百亿呢，年底这个年底给端月准备年底七百亿呢。
第二年子当特别给他们了，人把车上拦住拿送下来了。现在拦住拿送把拿钱就是说，人们车牌呢，他别国防偷过来了。现在决定供我这个供过来些。但第二些，什么讲他们这个端到三级国防偷过都是比个，他把拿钱端有准备人们车牌呢。第二年子他端他们的拦住拿送下吧。现在拦住拿送下吧，其他话许多，那人们车牌呢，三级国防偷过来。现在第二年子拦住的人们车牌呢。
几个决定车上住土过来是，第一张就讲究南边的，那丹巴是的，俺说丹巴，南边的他把他这个特别丹巴，丹巴给哪里？丹巴的超度局把的来是，超度丹巴的也许接不拿，接不的来是超度局把的来是，第二些人些问个就人不去哪里超度局把哪些？但丹巴超度局把的来是，可是现在了，第二呢，几个决定车上住土过来是。
Since it fulfills the entirety of sentient beings' wishes, it is the wish-fulfilling jewel amongst all precious spiritual instructions. So in our world, many things are valued. But what is generally valued in the world, such as whether it's diamonds or another form of wealth, this can only lead to some temporary fulfillment of material comfort, and maybe some temporary worldly happiness as well, such as not having to worry about being able to feed oneself and one's family, and as well as to gain respect from others and so forth. But it's very temporary, and really, from our perspective of the Buddha Dharma, not really even worthy of being called precious. Rather, and the reason is not such things are not worthy of being called precious, is they do make so little impact on what we truly value, which is the attainment of lasting, stable happiness, a happiness that's completely freed from all suffering, pain, and misery. Whereas on the other hand, the teachings of the Buddha Dharma do that. And amongst the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, or the many precious spiritual instructions, that which is supreme, that which is the jewel that fulfills all wishes of sentient beings, is the lamp on the path, is the Lamrim tradition. And why so? Well, fulfills all the wishes of sentient beings, their true innermost wishes, whether they wear them or not. No being, whether they accept future lives or not, wants to be born in the suffering lower realms. The lamp on the path presents the complete and unmistaken practices to train so as to achieve good rebirths and thereby fulfill the wishes of beings. Moreover, all beings, whether having come to recognize it or not, long for lasting, stable happiness, a happiness freed from suffering, liberation from all states of suffering. And the lamp or the path, again, contains a complete and unmistaken trainings to fulfill that wish of beings, to achieve liberation, to achieve nirvana. Moreover, there are those greatest of beings who take it upon themselves to be an instrument to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings, to become a Buddha for their sake. And the lamp for the path to enlightenment presents the complete and unmistaken practices in the correct sequence to train oneself in to achieve enlightenment. So this is how we understand that through the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the lamp for the path to enlightenment fulfills the entirety of sentient beings' wishes. And therefore, the lamp, is the wish-fulfilling jewel amongst all precious spiritual instructions.
The lamrim de dambarinji wangi jebo re sidi rinpoche ane wangi jebo ane dambarinpoche sidi dambarinpoche sidi rinpoche labde zaa chenpo suwara pe rinnanga chenpo jie chenpo zaa chenpo suwara chisa lamrim se de damma pe masu zaa chenpo ane rinnanga chenpo zaa chenpo shuji res chisa zaa chenpo mangpo yubi nane dinane jan zoo jebo di zoo di res Jadi, ini juga macam cara lembaga. Angsur juga dia juga dua sesi tu. Dia kata terbaik dalam tempat jemput kawan tu ada lepas. Jadi, terbaik dalam tempat jemput kawan tu, kan angsur dua orang cakap tinggi dia tu tu kuat es. Jadi, sanji kawan tu kan tinggi dia, orang macam sen semacam la pandai cakap ni cukup tu kuat. Di lelap aja sanji kawan di lelap aja yang mana es. Jadi, di tu juga terbaik cakap dalam lembaga nalo sunsi apa itu lembaga sendiri damai ki. Yeboda, Damag, Rimbuchi, Rimbuchi, Yeboti, called Yebo in Bigunze, Daddy, Gugu, Dudin, Za Chisho, the Garden Taba, Tamji came to go on. Dito be a Tablum Chasna dinner, then by end up, and then Yashu was word.
To add further meaning, this term we have translated as wish fulfilling jewel is. Not the common word for wish fulfilling jewel, the usual word. It actually has two ways it can be translated, either as the wish fulfilling jewel or as the most precious of all kings. So it can be understood in both ways. The meaning, though, comes down to the same. If the Buddha Dharma is likened to a king, that which is most valuable, that which is most precious, is this teaching. If the Buddha Dharma is likened to jewels, that which fulfills all wishes is this text. So whether we can refer to or relate to the text, whether it's the king amongst all the teachings is the lamp on the path, or the crown jewel, the jewel amongst the whisper-pulling jewel amongst all the jewels of the text of the Buddha Dharma, is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And this is so because it presents in this clear sequence what our current situation is. It presents a clear situation to identify our current situation as well as how to expand our mind and enable us to come to identify the true cause of all our suffering, as well as how to eliminate the cause of all our suffering. And moreover, how through this process we can be of true benefit to others. In this way, the lamp contains the complete and unmistaken trainings to the path to enlightenment. Hence, it's likened to the king amongst all teachings, or the wish-fulfilling jewel amongst the jewels of all teachings. The verse concludes, since it gathers into it thousands of rivers of exceptional treatises, it is also an ocean of glorious and eloquent explanations. So here the Lamrim is likened to a great ocean. And it's likened to a great ocean in that it has an ocean is fed by many rivers. And here these rivers are all the exceptional treatises, as well as which are the texts composed by the great Indian masters, and as well as it includes the sutras, which are the source of those great treatises composed by the exceptional Indian masters. And we, from our perspective, can also include the subsequent commentaries that were composed by great masters in Tibet as well. And so here, with the gathering together in the Lamrim tradition, this ocean of that is the Lamrim tradition, gathering together these streams of sutras and their commentaries by great masters from India and from Tibet, we have a tradition which presents the correct and unmistaken trainings in the sequence that is in accordance with beings' individual spiritual capacity. In other words, first the training shared with practitioners of initial capacity. Thereafter, the trainings shared for practitioners of intermediate capacity. So these trainings come about independent on the cultivation of the prior trainings. And independent on both of the first those initial trainings, thereafter the intermediate trainings, independence on that cultivation, comes the presentation of the trainings for those practitioners of greatest capacity. So for this reason, the Lamrim tradition, or in particular this text, the root text for what we're studying here, the lamp on the path, This is seen as an ocean fed by these rivers of the sutras and all their commentaries from the great Indian, as well as we can understand it also from Tibetan masters. And thereby we have great confidence in this Lamrim tradition as presented here. The purpose of having composed this text was that Jerubishe wanted to emphasize the great value of the Lamrim tradition. He's doing this at the outset of his text to generate a confidence in the Lamrim tradition in the minds of his students. And he's doing so by reminding his students that the entire variety of teachings that came from the Buddha, both the sutras and tantras, as well as the many commentaries by the great masters of India, and again from our perspective we can include the subsequent great masters of Tibet, the essence of that meaning is included within the Lamrim tradition. It was brought to Tibet in the teaching that became the text Lamp on the Path, and is being commented on here. So in this way, we can understand that all the trainings that are in accordance with the beings of various spiritual capacities, initial, intermediate, and supreme, as well as the reference to the teachings of Tantra, are included here in the Lamrim tradition. So this is done so as to generate confidence in these teachings. And confidence is required because what Jerubishe is encouraging us to do is to change what we value. He's encouraging us or giving us the strength of mind that we require to be able to transform what we value, to no longer be overcome by distraction to mundane activities, to no longer be overcome by distraction to mundane pleasures and problems. Rather, he's encouraging us or guiding us to generate confidence and strength of mind and enthusiasm so that our mind can become rather wide and expansive, no longer narrow and dominated by mundane pleasures and problems, but wide and expansive with a far-sighted outlook. And this is required because it's through transforming our attitude that we will be able to fulfill the hopes and aspirations of all sentient beings. And to do so, as we saw in the preceding verse, we need to rely on a spiritual teacher, receive repeatedly over a sustained period teachings from him, repeatedly over a sustained period reflect on them, and repeatedly over a sustained period meditate on them. And this is the process that will bring about our inner transformation and thereby fulfill all the hopes and wishes of all sentient beings. And this comes from us changing our values right now, no longer being overcome by distractions to things of no value, but rather changing our outlook, changing our values, and putting great energy into the trainings presented here. To conclude then our session together, here Jambushe reminded us of the tremendous benefits that has come to us and the great potential that lies before us through the incomparable activities of a great expanse of lifetimes of firstly Buddha Shakyamuni, and then the entire lineage that came down through him, through Maitreya and Nisanga, down to Atisha, and Manjushri and Nagarjuna, down to Atisha. Moreover, he then reminds us of the tremendous kindness of their endeavors and the great benefits that has come to us through meeting the Lamrim tradition, and thereby to know that the great benefit, that the great transformative effect that awaits us. And he encourages us here through reminding us of the great transformative effect that awaits before us to generate a strong conviction within ourselves that we will commit what remains of this life, both in thought and in action, to strive to achieve liberation and enlightenment, because all the trainings presented here in the Lamrim tradition are the authentic trainings of the Buddha that will lead to full and enlightenment. So here we are being encouraged that in our daily practice, having generated faith in this way, to make supplications to our Lama, to our Yidam, that our spiritual training goes well, that we give rise to minds of the Buddha Dharma within us, that in every activity, verbal and physical, that awaits us, that we will engage in over the day, may our mind always be on the Dharma, that we ensure our speech and our behavior is always in accordance with the Dharma. And having generated the strong conviction and request to our Lama and Yidam for our training, our meditation, our study to go well, we then can engage in activities such as making offerings or confession and so forth. So that's in brief what we looked at this morning. This afternoon we'll continue and with the next verse. And here we will look at the four great qualities of the Lama tradition. So thank you very much.